So again, the Sefer Torah that got ruined became too old, or Tefillin became old. So it says now a loch here that ein oisim mihem mezuzah. Again, if you have your Sefer Torah or your Tefillin shibolo that became old, that became ruined, so you cannot change it over now to use it for mezuzah. And the reason it says why is the fishein marid the mekdusha chamur mekdusha kala. They do not bring something down from a big kedusha to a small kedusha. Before it was the Sefer Torah, Tefillin has more kedusha than mezuzah. So the diak is mashma though hom maridin. If the din would be that you could bring something down from a big kedusha to a small kedusha, if not for that problem, you could oisin, then you could make a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah. So the question is, am I? Hochas tumas v'ocha psuchais. Like a mezuzah has to be stumais. And the chura here, you tell me Sefer Torah, it's psuchais. So, how could you take a Sefer Torah with tefillin and use it for mezuzah? It would be possible. Elamai, it must be like we just said, that a mezuzah, even if b'dieved it's made psuchais, still it would be kosher. So therefore, the din would have, if it would have been maridin, then you could make a mezuzah from a tefillin or a Sefer Torah. So Morris says, no, maybe there's no proof from here. Duma lahashlim. That maybe all it means to say is, if you have a mezuzah and you're missing a line or two, maybe without the chsar from a redim, you'd be able to cut out the line or two from the Sefer Torah and use it to be mashim the mezuzah. So it's not that you want to use the whole parsha. That may be a problem. The mezuzah is supposed to be stumais. The Sefer Torah is only psuchais. That would be a problem. But here the eitzah would have been just lahashlim, just to take off a few lines to use for the mezuzah. So that's what we have to say. That's a problem from Maridim. But if not from Maridim, it would have been kosher. Now the Gemara's other question, is that true of a saying, Ho Maridim Oisin, that if you would be married, if you could take the Kedusha down, then it would, you could make a mezuzah from a tefillin or mezuzah, from a tefillin or Sefer Torah, is that true? I would Tanya would learn like this, Halach L'Moshe Misinit, Halach L'Moshe Misinit, that tefillin ala klaf. Tefillin is supposed to be written on the more chashuv a piece of the skin, that's the inner side of the skin, like we said before, when you peel off the skin, the inner side, that's called the klaf. Or mezuzah out of sustis, and the mezuzah is supposed to be written on the outer side of the klaf. So it comes out, it's supposed to be written on two different pieces. A tefillin has to be dafka on the klaf, that's the inner side of the parchment, and the mezuzah dafka on the outer side of the parchment. So you'd be meridian, how could you make from a tefillin into a mezuzah? It's the wrong piece of the parchment. Now the Bryce explains, klaf, when you have the inner part of the parchment, the mokim bosor, you have to write on the... Again, klaf is the mokim bosor, means you write on the klaf on the part that's more towards the inner part of the animal, and the chsustis, that you write the mokim sa, that you write on the outer side of the animal. So here's Rosh Vakir, that klaf, that's the outer side of the parchment, and you have to write on the inner side of it, and the chsustis, that's the inner side of the parchment, that you write on the outer part of it, the mokim sa. So Chura Kopor Mitmashm, each one has its own place where you write the either the tefillin or the mezuzah. So how could you have both? So my answer may be the mitzvah. That we say the tefillin has to be ala klaf and mezuzah al dechsus is on lechetchila. But b'dieved either way could be kosher. For the Gemara is not true, but Tanya learned clearly. Shin apostle, if you change it around the wrong type of a klaf, the wrong part of the parchment, it's no good. So Gemara says the tefillin. Maybe if you change it around, it only means that tefillin, if it's changed around, if you use or the sustius for tefillin, that's what's possible. But maybe for mezuzah, either one is kosher. And Batanya, I bring up Batanya for the Marnar, we learned, Shina bein bezeh possible. Mashmi, either way is possible, b'dieved, whether it's for tefillin or whether it's for mezuzahs. So Mora says, no, I'll tell you maybe edi v'edi b'tefillin. Both when it says both ways shina bein bezeh is possible, is only talking about the tefillin is possible. And I'll tell you how do you change around both by tefillin? It could be like this: one place is true, you wrote the tefillin on the cloth the way you're supposed to, but the mokim sar, instead of writing on the inside of it towards the meat, you wrote on the outside of it, the side that was more towards the hair of the animal. That's why it's possible. And the other case that's possible is vodka svinu adesustis. Hitaka wrote the tefillin on the dechustis, on the inner side of the meat, but the mokim basa, you wrote it on the wrong place. You wrote it, but mokim basa was more inside and was supposed to be written on the outside. So that's why it said both is possible by tefillin. Ve'enachnam, it could be maybe they're only a psul by tefillin, but by mezuzah, no matter which type of a cloth it's written on, it could be with the evidence kosher. So more so, I'll tell you, we'll tell you, we'll tell you, the time you learned, Shino Bezer Bezer Posel. If you Mishana Poshet, either way, either by Tefillin or by Mezuzah, it's Posel. Each one has to be written on its type of a cloth. Rav Acha Machshe Mishum Rav Yacha Rav Chanina. Rav Lo Mishum Rav Kiva Rav Chanina. So they held its mutter, so therefore it would be a kasha in his brayso that Homer Reedin, if you would be allowed to take the Kedusha from a Sefer Torah and make it into a mezuzah, it would have been kasha. Why? Because we go to Kuntis Mandiyoma that it says, for the Eved, no matter which way you write a mezuzah, it's taka kasha. So therefore Homer Reedin would have been kasha. Now the Gemara asks another question. Homer Reedin, listen again, it's a diik. If you would be allowed to be murdered, take down the Kedusha from a Sefer Torah, from a tefillin, and make mezuzahs out of it, it would be kosher. You could make a tefillin, or could make a mezuzah out of these things. Iva boy shutut. There's another halacha, that by mezuzah it has to be shutut, means you have to scratch out lines on the parchment before you write. You have to have shutut, you have to have lines. The Yom Rav Min Yumi Bar Chilkiyah, Yom Rav Chama Bar Gruyah, Yom Rav Kol mezuzah Sheinu Meshutetes. Any mezuzah does not have lines on it first, sooner it's possible you can't use it. And the Gemara says, Rav Min Yomin Bachilki Yodidei, he himself says like this, Omar, Shirtit Shel Mezuzah Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai, that's Aloch L'Moshe Mesinai, you have to have it. Says, so Vaisto is Tefillin and Sefer Torah does not have to have it. Says, so how could you take a piece of parchment from a Sefer Torah or a mezuzah, or from Tefillin to use it for a mezuzah, the Chur should be possible, you don't have Shirtit on it. I had to put shittat on it later, but I said that won't help. The din of shittat is that b'shas ksiva, b'shas you write it, it has to be written on lines. See, on the Sefer Torah and its film, it does not have shittat. According to Kashmir, how could you use it for mezuzah? I for mezuzah should be posa, doesn't have shittat. So, once I tell you, Tanoi, this is the machlokes Tanoi, in Betani we learned, Reb Yirmiyah Oimer Mishum Rabbeinu, that tefillin or mezuzahs, Nichtov Shlomo Ksav, the Sefer is allowed to write it, even though he's not copying it from another Ksav, he can write it like Balpeh. Since these things are Shogar, everybody knows these parashas, you're allowed to write them. And also, the Entzricha Shirtut, you do not have to have Shirtut, does not have to be lined first. The piece of parchment you write, your Tefillin, no Mezuzah, does not have to be lined on it. And Bilchus, so what's the Locha? Tefillin leboy shirtet. Enachanami tefillin taka does not have to be shirtet. You do not have to line the parchment before you write on it. But a mezuzah boy shirtet. But a mezuzah yet talochol mashm sinai. Before you write a mezuzah on a piece of parchment, you first have to scratch out some lines. It has to be lines on it. And the vidi both tefillin and mezuzahs nichtav shlem and aksav. It both could be written the same if you could write it, even though he's not copying it from another aksav. My time was the reason. Migras Grisin, everybody knows these parshas, it's clear. So we trust the Sefer, he won't make a mistake. Therefore, the Sefer's latter right tefillin or mezuzah is not copying it off something else, but just writing it from his memory. But our korpon and the lochri is that mezuzah has to have shirtet. But there's no steer on the brisa before. The brisa before could be going with these tanoi in the road, that even mezuzah also did not need shirtet. Therefore, you could take from a Sefer Torah from tefillin and make a mezuzah out of it, if it wouldn't have been for the problem, Ein Marida Megdusha Chamur Megdusha Kala. Lemaisa Bezman is everything they write, they have Shirtut, even on the Sefer Torah and film also, because of the Kral of Zekeli Vian Veyu. Lemaisa, it's much nicer and easier to write if you have lines. So Lemaisa today, the Minigir, they always make Shirtut. They always line the parchments, whether you're writing Tefillin or Mezuzah or Sefer Torah, push it out Zekeli Vian Veyu to make it look nice. But Mikra didn't we hold, only mezuzahs have to have a shirtet. Now, Omar Rav Chelboy, Ano Chazis Lerafun, I saw Rafuna, Tev Yosef Apuri, he was sitting on a bed, the Sefer Torah lay, the Sefer Torah was on it. Vikaf Lechoda Arya, so what he doing is he wanted to sit down on a bed that had a Sefer Torah. So what he did was, Vikaf Lechada Arya, he put down a Kada pitcher on the ground, Vianach Lay Sefer Torah, and he put the Sefer Torah on the pitcher, and behold the Yosef Amita, then he sat down on the bed. In other words, he wanted to sit down on this bed, but there was a Sefer Torah on it. So first he took off the Sefer Torah, and then he sat down on it. You're not allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it. It's not covered for a Sefer Torah. The Mora says, really, you pligi the Rabba Bar Bachona, Yagat the Rabba Bar Bachona. allowed to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it. Is one sitting on a bed. Veniska reminds himself that there was a Sefer Torah on the bed. And Venishmat, he first ran off the bed, jumped off the bed, he sat on the ground. It was mamash like a snake bit him when he realized that a Sefer Torah was on the bed. He jumped off. So who you see is also to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it. So how could Rabbi Baba Chana say that it's mutter to sit on a bed that has a Sefer Torah on it? Have the Gemara Hossam Sefer Torah got a karka having. The other Sefer Torah was on the ground. So say it doesn't mean on the ground. Mamish was on the bottom part of the bed, almost near the ground. So that's a derech bizoy, and that's not kavadik. But if the Sefer Torah is mamish lying on the bed itself, not near the ground, then he held it's mutter to sit on it, even though there's a Sefer Torah on the bread. If you sit on one side of the bed and Sefer Torah is on the other side of the bed, he held it was mutter. But Allah Chavada, we hold it's not a derech bizoy, it's not kavadik Sefer Torah or any svarim. If you have a svarim on the bench or on the chair, you should not sit down on that chair or on that bench or on that bed. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosva Igeres Psula. If you wrote a letter, it's Psula. In other words, if you wrote it, Rashi says, B'loi Shutut, without first make lines on the piece of parchment, and you weren't Medagd with Nechseros V'Yeseris, you just wrote like a letter B'Yalma, so Psula. My time, what's the reason? That Asi Yeksiva Ksiva Misayf, learn out from the Sefer Torah, Rashi says, Uchsavta Mamazuzois, V'Kosav La'Sefer Krisus. So one shot Rashi is learning out from a get. In Amr Rashi says, Kosov Zoysi Kor Mesefer, my Sefer boy Digduk, Af Mezuzah boy Digduk, just like a Sefer Torah needs Digduk, who did a Mezuzah also need Digduk. So, Toysi is the Kashin Rashi. Here it's smashed, Rashi starts off saying, he wrote like a letter, the Mezuzah means without Shittut. And we're learning it out, but it's no good, because learn out from a Sefer Torah, it's not true. We had before, Mezuzah needs a Shittut Alok, no Mashmi Sinai. A Sefer Torah does not read it. Sefer Torah learns like Rashi's second shot. The problem was he wrote this mezuzah. We weren't medagdik in the chseris, and in the chseris were an extra vav, not an extra vav. And we learn now from a Sefer Torah you have to be medagdik. Therefore, kosvo pikitzi geris. And he wrote your mezuzah like a tam a letter psula. My time was the reason the Gemara says asi ksiv ksiv misayfa. It has to be done to a Sefer Torah. You have to write a bedigduk. From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Tola b'makom psula, if you take your mezuzah and you hang it down on a piece of wood, Rashi al Pesach b'makom, you hang your mezuzah up on your Pesach, on your door, on a stick. It's not on the mezuzah itself, it's on a stick hanging there, psula. My time of b'sharecha bin, it has to be on your b'sharecha, in the shower, not just hanging there. Tani nami yochi, tola b'makom, if you're hanging your mezuzah on a stick, or a shenichu, what else, you put it in the back of the door, sakon, it's a sakona. We ain't bar mitzvah, not mekayim the mitzvah. But shobeis mundvas hamelach in their house, hoyoisin, the pundik yasein kain, they used to put a mezuzah in the pundik, means they're in. Well, they used to stay there for a few days. So anywhere they were put up in a mezuzah, they weren't there for 30 days. So they did not put it up the right way, but rather just they hung it there on a stick. Zeichel a mitzvah, zeichel a mezuzah, just have a mezecher. But mikra adin is puzzle, you have to put the mezuzah on the doorpost itself, and not just hanging there on a stick. V'yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mitzvah l'anicha b'toich l'olah shepesach. Where's the place where to put the mezuzah? That's been the chalal and the hollowness of the pesach of the entrance. Means in the thickness of the pesach itself, that's where the mezuzah should be. But the more again, pshita b'sherecha v'rachmano, Torah says b'sherecha, it has to be in your doorway, in between the doorposts. So Mar says, sakot ha'tachim, and I would have thought to say, hoyo v'yom Rav mitzvah l'anicha b'tefach. Since the mitzvah is to put it near the Rishos Rabbim, so maybe kama the merachke mali, the further out you put it, it's better. Even though it's not in between the doorposts, it's even further out. Maybe it's also kosher kamash malon. That's the chiddush now, that a mezuzah should not be outside the doorpost, facing like the house itself, but rather when the doorpost comes in the entrance of the door, when you start to come in the entrance, then that first tefach, that's where you put the mezuzah. All right, we'll talk about this more in the next tape. We'll stop here.